蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。近几期呢，我们在讨论一个新的话题，就是讲到圣经是否是真的。其实在查尔斯的描述当中呢，我们不难发现，真的有很多的人，不管是哪里，许多的人呢，对圣经呢，都会有各种各样的质疑，各种各样的猜测。其实归根究底呢，就是说，这些人呢，是不相信上帝，也不相信人类和世界呢，都是由上帝创造的。或者说，他们不希望他们的生命当中有一个神来管束他们，所以呢，他们就千方百计的要来质疑神，要来质疑圣经。但是如果我们再往深一点来想呢，人不认识上帝呢，其实跟撒旦跟罪都脱不了干系的。所以从这个角度来说呢，我们每一个人都需要上帝，这一点没有错的。但是呢，我们也不要觉得说，哎，好像他否认上帝，他否认圣经的真实，他就是罪大恶极的。我们靠着自己很难去认识上帝的，就是人的力量是有限的，神是至高无上的，而且他无所不在，无所不知。我们凭着人有限的头脑和思想，想要去认识上帝实在是太难了。所以呢，也不怪得有很多的人难以去理解圣经当中所说的。当然了，即便如此呢，我还是希望那些曾经对圣经有质疑的，不明白圣经里面讲什么的这些朋友们呢，可以好好的有机会认真的去读圣经。其实我觉得大部分的时候，我们的拒绝，我们的排斥呢，都是因为我们没有真正的去接触去了解，所以才造成了一些距离。而一旦你从圣经当中得到了指引，得到了帮助呢，你就清楚地知道圣经就是真实的，而且是上帝亲自来对我们讲话的方式。那在我们今天的节目当中，我们会继续来分享圣经是真的吗这一系列的节目。我们一起来探究在我们的生命当中，圣经到底是什么样的一个存在，以及它会对我们的生命造成什么样的影响。
Religion is for the weak. Ever heard that before? It's meant to be an insult, but I think there's some truth there. And today, in this series we're calling Is the Bible True? We're talking about this weakness of faith.
软弱的人才需要宗教。听过这句话吗？本来这是用来嘲笑人的，但我认为当中多少有点真理。今天我们这个系列叫做圣经真实吗？我们要谈的是信仰中的软弱。
We live in a world that promotes and glorifies human strength. Being a self-made man or woman is a badge of honor, we many times think. Pulling yourself up by your bootstraps has become a cliche. But it reveals values, doesn't it? It reveals an overemphasis on self-reliance and personal independence.
我们这个世界鼓吹和推崇人自己的能力，我们多半认为自己努力奋斗成功的人，不管男女，都是荣耀的象征。白手起家已经成为陈腔滥调，但这却透露出背后的价值观，就是过度强调依靠自己和个人独立。
And now with the rise of Google, and the answer to all your questions just a click away, or Alexa, give me the answer I need. We think we know more than we do.And it's worse than that. We don't ask for help because we can just look it up ourselves later. In our jobs, we can't be the one asking for help because we might not get a promotion. We might look a little too weak. We might even look expendable, which we are, of course.
随着各种网上搜索器的出现，只要按一按就会有答案。我们以为自己知道很多，实则不然。 更糟的是，我们不会求助于人，因为我们只要自己上网查就可以了。在职场上，我们也不会向人求助，因为这样我们可能没有机会晋升，可能看起来太软弱，甚至让人觉得我们可有可无。
We need to look strong. We need to appear capable. So of course it's not going to be appealing to be asked to admit your need. Maybe religion is just for those who can't make do by themselves, so they need a crutch. That's what some people think, of course. And many well-known speakers and comedians mock those who follow Jesus today, people like George Carlin, who think religion is a sham, including Christianity.
我们要让人觉得强大，我们要显得能干，所以要你承认自己的软弱，肯定是不受欢迎的请求。或许宗教只适合那些无法推动自己的人，因为他们需要一根拐杖。这些当然是某些人的想法，而且现在有很多有名的思想家和表演者嘲笑那些跟随耶稣的人。例如，乔治·克尔林这位喜剧演员就认为宗教是个骗局，包括基督教在内。
Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man.Living in the sky, who watches everything you do, every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do.
宗教实际上就是说服人有个隐形人存在。啊，这个隐形人住在天上，每天每刻看着你做的每一件事。然后这个隐形人有一张清单，上面列了10项他不让你做的事。
And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you. He loves you and he needs money. He always needs money.He's all powerful, all perfect, all knowing, and all wise. Somehow, just can't handle money.
如果你做了这10件事的其中一件，他就会送你到一个有火、有烟、烧个不停、又有酷刑、痛苦非常的地方，让你在那里受苦，被烧、被呛、尖叫、哀哭，直到永远，直到时间停止。但是，他爱你哦，他爱你，而且他需要钱。他一直都缺钱，他全知全能，超有智慧，又很完美，但是就是管不好钱。
That was the late George Carlin, a comedian who was an atheist. Two things strike me about what we just heard. The first is the uproarious laughter he evoked by making fun of Christians and Christianity. The year that was recorded was 2008.The crowd was in an uproar. And it's sad to hear so many people rejoice over such dishonor.
已经去世的演员乔治·卡尔林，他是个无神论者。刚才这个录音片段有2件事让我揪心。第一，是当他嘲笑基督徒和基督教的时候所引起的哄堂大笑。当时是2008年。这些羞辱的话让现场观众那么乐，喧嚣起哄。我感到很悲哀。
But the second thing that struck me is just how skewed his understanding was of the Christian message. He said it's basically a bunch of religious folks convincing other people that they're under surveillance so they better behave or something bad will happen to them. Well, that sounds like Big Brother or the mob to me. But that's how Christianity is viewed sometimes, isn't it?
第二件让我难过的是，这位演员对基督信仰的认识实在是太偏差了。他说，基督教就是一群基督徒去告诉别人说他们受到监控，如果他们做的不对，就会有不好的下场。这听起来倒像是黑社会或欺负人的大个子。可是，有时候别人就是这么看基督教的，不是吗？
As just a tool that's used to keep people in line, a crutch to make you feel better about your life and yourself, a fantasy that we tell ourselves we'll feel better about our own mortality. That's what George Carlin was saying. And that's what he believed. And we face a challenge to our faith if we start believing that too.
好像只是一个叫人排好队的工具，或像是一根拐杖，让你觉得生活好过些，良心好过些，又好像是个自我陶醉的神话故事，让我们可以对死亡不那么害怕。这些就是乔治·卡尔林的论点，也是他所相信的。如果我们也相信他的说法，我们就会面临信仰危机。
Where can I run in times of trouble? Where can I turn when hope seems lost? I find my strength within your shelter. You will not fail though the night is long.
Basis of evidence, not on the basis of speculation or weird ideas or philosophy. And whenever you argue with somebody who is not a believer, they almost always bring in non-evidence. Well, God would not have done this, or this is really what I think happened. And it's just all speculation. Let's look at what the evidence says. Our faith is rooted in history, and consequently, we need to use the evidence and never be afraid of it.
我们工作的重心是研究实在的证据，不是去找推测的证据，也不是钻研哲学或一些古怪的想法。每当跟一些非信徒辩论的时候，他们几乎都会提出一些没有证据的说法，例如神应该没有这么做啊，或我真心认为情况是这样的。这些全都只是推测。我们来看看证据怎么说吧。我们的信仰是植根在历史的， 所以我们必须运用这些证据，绝不要害怕证据。
Half the battle of dealing with the trustworthiness or reliability of the Bible is to know what are the subjects of the Bible. And the subjects of the Bible are really pretty simple. History, theology, and ethics. The three major subjects of the Bible are history, because we have a historical God who intervenes in human history. It's about theology, the character of God and the character of his people. And it's about ethics. How should we behave in response to all of that?
我们若知道圣经的主题是什么，差不多就能解决圣经是否可信可靠的问题了。圣经的主题其实非常简单，就是历史、神学和伦理。圣经的三大主题之一是历史，因为神是介入我们历史的神。圣经的主题还有神学，就是关于神的属性和他子民的特性。最后就是伦理，我们该有什么行为来回应以上这一切。
It's very sad in our culture that we've seen the body of Christ called, charged, mandated to proclaim and even defend the faith, but in many quarters the church has denied, questioned the faith. We're not to spin it, nuance it, change it, undermine it. We're called to proclaim it.
让人难过的是，我们看到在现今的文化当中，教会本来是基督的身体，被呼召出来委以重任，要宣扬甚至护卫这个真理。但是在很多地区，教会却否认或质疑自身的信仰。我们的职责不是去渲染它、调整它、改变它或破坏它，我们被呼召来是要传扬这个信仰。
The Church of Jesus Christ always faces a tremendous temptation.And that is to deviate from the Word of God. And when we do that, what happens? First of all, we may get wrong doctrine because we no longer see the clarity of the deity of Jesus Christ and the issues of salvation. The other thing that's going to happen almost immediately is there is going to be a devaluation of moral teaching.And pretty soon, we begin to reason based on our own notions, based on our own desires. And the Word of God is there, but it is not believed, it is not preached, and it is not lived.
有一个巨大的试探是耶稣基督的教会一直要面对的，就是偏离神的话语。当我们偏离了，会发生什么事呢？首先，我们无法看清楚耶稣基督的神性，也不明白救恩。所以教义会出错，接着是道德方面的教导呢会打折扣，然后很快的我们会开始基于自己的概念和欲望来解释每一件事。这样，神的话语虽然存在，但是没有人相信，没有人传讲，也没有人活出来。
If you can get people to doubt the Bible, then you will get them sooner or later to deny.But you have to doubt first before you're going to deny. Then if they deny, then you're going to get them to disobey. And that's worked so well since the Garden of Eden. He hasn't had to change his tactics. He still uses it.
如果你能让人怀疑圣经，迟早就能让他们否定圣经。因为否定之前一定先有怀疑。如果他们否定了圣经，你就能让他们违抗神。从伊甸园到现在，魔鬼的伎俩没变过，他还在使用这一招。
This is Haven Today, a little bit from the God Who Speaks documentary DVD, featuring biblical scholars and teachers like Dan Wallace from Dallas Seminary, Gareth Cockerill from Wesley Biblical Seminary, Erwin Lutzer, former pastor Moody Church, all of them explaining how the Bible is trustworthy, even if people mock it.
以上录音片段摘自最新的纪录片《说话的神》，几位学者解释了圣经的可信性，即使有人嘲笑他。
We have to look at the world through God's eyes. He created a perfect world, but humans rebelled against him and his perfect world. The world we're living in is a mess because of me and you. And because of this, we do deserve punishment.But the good news that the Bible teaches is God sent his only son to meet us where we are. Jesus, fully God, fully man.
我们需要从神的眼光来看世界。 他创造了一个完美的世界，但人类背叛了他，世界也不再完美。我们这个世界如此混乱，都是因为我和你，所以我们受罚是应该的。但是圣经告诉我们一个好消息，就是神差派他的独生子来到我们所处的环境中。这位耶稣是完全的神，完全的人。
And because of this, he knows what we've gone through, because he himself was tempted, though he never sinned. He suffered himself, though he never sinned. He's the Word made flesh, God with us, Emmanuel. He isn't some distant God standing off on a faraway planet over our shoulders, making sure we're doing the right thing, just waiting to hammer us if we don't. He's our loving Savior.Who died for us and longs for us to be with him. That's what George Carlin didn't get. That's what that mocking, laughing crowd didn't get.
因此，他明白我们所经历的，因为他自己也受过试探，只是他没有犯罪。他受苦，但没有犯罪。他是道成了肉身，神与我们同在，以马内利。他并不是站在某个遥远的星球上的神，只想鞭策我们做对的事，一旦做错事就击打我们。他是爱我们的救主，为我们死，希望我们可以与他在一起。乔治·卡尔林并没有了解这一点，那些哄堂大笑的观众们也没有了解到这一点。
But you have the full story. The story didn't end at creation when God's image bearers fell into sin. It doesn't end at the incarnation.Jesus' entrance into the world. It doesn't end at the crucifixion, Jesus' death on the cross for sinners. It keeps going. It goes on to the resurrection, Jesus' victory over death. It goes on to the ascension, Jesus' departure from this earth to take his seat at the right hand of the Father in glory. It looks ahead to his return, and it invites you and me to participate in this great story.
但是你知道整个故事。当按着神形象被造的人类犯罪之后，故事继续发展。耶稣道成肉身之后，故事还没完。耶稣为罪人被钉死在十字架上后，故事还没完。一直到耶稣复活，战胜死亡，故事仍然继续。等到耶稣升天，耶稣回到父神宝座的右边，故事还在发展。直到耶稣再来，你和我就可以参与在这个伟大的故事里。
How does that happen? By becoming weak, by admitting our need, by depending on the Lord Jesus to stand before the Father and to be forgiven of our sin. See, religion is for the weak, because only the weak realize they were never strong to begin with. Come to the Lord Jesus. Find your strength.In the victory he so graciously provides. Admit your weakness, but find your strength in the shadow of the cross.
我们怎么能够参与呢？就是成为软弱的人，承认我们的需要，依靠耶稣站立在父神面前，使我们的罪得赦免。对，软弱的人才需要宗教，因为软弱的人明白他们从来就不刚强。来到耶稣基督面前吧，他的得胜带给你能力。来承认你的软弱吧，在他十字架下可得着能力。
Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thy.Change the leper spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all, all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. my lips shall still repeat that Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
亲爱的朋友，在收听了今天的节目之后，不知道你有什么样的感受呢？李诺想到，我作为一个基督徒，我对圣经的了解，或者说对教会历史的了解，真的可能是很少的。这并不是说我们的信心不好，或者说我们有信心就不需要去了解了，而是说我们要更切实的去认识到神是参与在我们历史当中的神。就像查尔斯所说的，神不是一个站在遥远星球上的神，只会看着我们让我们做对的事。神是亲自来参与在我们生命当中，并且愿意与我们同行的。所以耶稣基督道成肉身来到这个世界上。而今天当我们有机会去读圣经的时候，我们看到圣经当中神所给我们的生活的法则，又或者说我们人生的指南的时候，很多的时候我们里面是有疑惑的。为什么李诺这么说呢？因为我们常常会觉得这个要求太苛刻了，人怎么可能做得到，以我的能力根本做不到，等等等等。我们总是在想神对我们的要求太过分了。但是亲爱的朋友，人的生命是由上帝创造的，难道神不比我们更清楚我们能够做到什么样的地步吗？神是体恤我们爱我们的。而且我们要意识到一点，就是耶稣基督曾经来到这个世界上，他为我们受鞭伤、受辱骂、被攻击、被钉死在十字架上，他所承受的一切就是为了给我们做一个榜样，就是告诉我们，原来人这样肉体的生命若里面有了神的形象，就可以胜过这个环境，或者说可以做我们以为做不到的事。所以真的盼望透过这个节目呢，让我们更切实的去了解神是怎样带领我们的生命。有时候我们觉得读圣经很枯燥，没有味道。那我们想一想，我们认识神吗？或者说我们跟神有关系吗？就好比说我们跟一个陌生人，有可能我们对他的语言就不熟悉，我们也不知道他说话的方式。可能他说了长篇大论，我们都不知道他在讲什么。但是我们最亲近的人，有的时候一个眼神、一个动作或者简单的几句话，就已经能够明白他想要表达的是什么东西了。所以亲爱的朋友，真的让我们开始来思想我们跟神的关系是怎样影响神在我们一生当中给我们的带领的。欢迎朋友你来信跟李诺分享你收听节目的感想，或者你在信仰方面的困惑。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。